Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Don't Steal the Show. Does it bother you when someone thoughtlessly cuts you off in traffic? How about when you've been waiting in an endlessly busy line and someone waltzes right up and slips ahead of you near the front? When these things happen to me, I usually end up thinking something along the lines of, "Hey, buddy, I'm just as busy as you," or, "Oh, really? You think you're more important than the rest of us?" Sure, these responses may sound a little bit silly after the fact, but we all have similar reactions when someone barges in and unfairly imposes their agenda on us. It's no different when it comes to communication. When someone we're listening to is sharing something that's important to them, we need to resist stealing the show. In other words, don't interrupt. Don't cut them off. And don't take over the conversation by sharing your good news or similar experience in an attempt to relate to whatever the person is talking about. For example, if a friend has just returned home from a vacation in Hawaii and he's excited to tell you about the wonderful food and beautiful scenery, it's not appropriate for you to steal his show and describe your recent trip to Bermuda. Let him enjoy the moment and fully express his experience. He'll appreciate you as a friend for doing so. Likewise, if someone is going through a difficult time and they're sharing their grief with you, there's no need to steal their show and interject how you felt when you had a similar experience happen to you. Simply allow the person to communicate their feelings. Listening quietly is actually the best way to show you care about the person and what they're going through. The reason it's so important to resist the urge to steal the show is because it selfishly takes the focus away from them and puts it on us. I don't think it's anyone's specific intent to be a show stealer, but I hear it in almost every group conversation I overhear. Showing empathy, which is sharing in the emotions and feelings of another, is one of the ways we relate to people, and it's a good thing. In fact, most of us have learned through experience that it's one of the best ways to build strong relationships. Nevertheless, it's important to choose the right way for showing our empathy. First, it's important to distinguish between relating to a person and relating to a moment. Be sure your efforts are aimed at relating to the individual and not the particular experience they have chosen to share with you. Listening is a priceless gift that you can give to people in your life every single day. When you are a good listener, people are drawn to you, and it does wonders to strengthen your relationship with them. So, are you willing to give of yourself by committing to never again stealing someone else's show? If you are, here are my suggestions. First, listen to the conversations going on around you and hear what show stealing sounds like. You'll be amazed at how common it really is. Second, pay specific attention to the person whose joy or experience is being robbed. Notice the facial expression, body language, and overall demeanor. I am sure my face shows it because it's one of the rare things that really bugs me. And then third, focus on listening more and talking less. I have never met a successful business person who couldn't control his or her tongue. Learn how to be an active listener without stealing the show. An occasional sincere response along the lines of, "Wow, that's amazing," or, "I am so sorry you're going through this," will be welcomed. Finally, the next time you're listening to someone share an experience and you are preparing to speak, ask yourself, "Am I about to steal the show?" If you are, use your self-control and resist the temptation. When the conversation is concluded and you've successfully withheld your comment or story, take 5 seconds to recognize yourself for doing the right thing. And remember, according to the Chinese proverb, to listen well is as powerful a means of influence as to talk well, and is essential to all true conversation.